It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five, book it to the end zone, touchdown,
in, book! Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and he puts it free,
Patterson, to the end zone, drives his way in, Virginia Tech has won it!
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 204. As we're getting a little bit closer to the start, we are going to finish up the Big 12 today. We've got six teams to go, but Joe, I'm pretty confident that we are going to get through the rest of these Big 12 win totals, move on to the Pac-12 tomorrow, get through the SEC. We're going to get through all these conferences by the end of next week. As we continue to get towards the kickoff of the college football season, my man Joe Lisi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Carver. I know I've been slowing you down. That's what you told me in break. I got to kick it up a notch. I got to kick it up a notch like Emeril Lagasse. I'm ready. Let's talk Big 12, baby.
I didn't say you're slowing me down, but I just feel like I'm looking at my schedule. I'm like, all right, we got this many days till the season starts. We've got this many teams that we definitely want to try to cover in terms of their win totals. And I'm going, man, we're running out of time here. We got to get on the move here.
Here we go.
On the hop a little bit, Joe, but we will do that today, of course, and moving forward. Not much for you in terms of crazy news today. I thought this was interesting. I did see that somebody plunked down $2,500 on Michigan. To make the college football playoff. Did you see this one? This was at BetMGM, Joe. $2,500 to make the college football playoff. That would win you 50 large. Their odds to make it are plus 2,000. Do you like the $2,500 bet to win 50 large on Michigan to make the college football playoff?
I like the fact that somebody had the moxie to bet something other than chalk. In that regard, yes. As long as it was a Mattress Mac, right, who that comes over,
no,
he throws
no.
$2 million. I'm throwing no. $2 million down. No. I have no problem with that. I love long shots. You look for value. You look for teams that could potentially be there. But as we know, when we broke down a couple of days ago in terms of Michigan – They have their work cut out for them. I mean, it's going to fall on Cade McNamara. Cade McNamara taking you to the promised land, baby.
No, really. You're right. It is nice to see a little bit of moxie. There's no question about that, whether you're throwing that bet away or not.
Right.
Listen, if you've got that kind of confidence that Michigan's going to be, and this isn't even win the national title, Joe. This is just getting to the Final Four. That's all that this bet needs to do. If you just get
and
to the last
it.
Four, you're in
and
the mix. But that would require Michigan doing something that they have not done since Harbaugh has been there, and that's beat Ohio State.
Right. Well, they technically didn't lose to them last year. So let's technically Michigan didn't lose last year, right? They opted out, they forfeited the game, canceled it, but that's besides the point, neither here nor there. I will say this though, in terms of it is good to see because you know the books, all of them, you know MGM, FanDuel, they do a fantastic job, like you mentioned, in putting up these props, right, or these potential teams, and give you value to plop down. And that's the one thing that I do like is that anybody could get up here. We don't need a rocket scientist to tell us Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma are the four top teams in the country, right? We know that. Tell us something we don't know. That's what I always say. If you could tell me something I don't know, then I'll listen to you. Outside of that, I could get my 12-year-old daughter to come out and she would pick the same four teams, Oklahoma, Clemson. You know, she might throw in LSU because she likes them too. Yeah. But outside of that, tell me something I don't know. So I like to see that. If he has a reason why and he's standing by it or her, that's great. It's great for college football. It's great for the sport.
God, it would be so great if we got a little mix-up this year, Joe. I mean, like, even just two different teams. I mean, I guess I can't stretch for two. I would take one team that hasn't been in there before getting into the last four. Like, it would be so nice to get away from just Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, bang, 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 bang.
Right.
So just please give me a little something extra, Joe. A little spice.
Give me
would
some
be
juice.
Nice.
Give me a little juice,
yes,
baby.
Yes.
That's why I said Emerald. Bam! Kick it up and down. Bam!
Well, it's funny you said Emerald because I saw, I mean, your boy JT Daniels, I mean, this dude just continues to get big deals. Yesterday you told me he's going to get $100 for every autograph that he signs with the NIL deal. Then I saw today that he's the first college athlete to partner with Zaxby's. The chicken chain down south. So listen, look at your boy here. I mean, JT Daniels is everywhere, just scooping up money. Now you got to win some ball games, Joe. Win some football
games. I'll tell you what. If I was making that NIL deal, I would have sold him a pair of used cleats. All right, how about that? All right. Hey, look, JT. Look at what JT got. He got a pair of used cleats from the Georgia Athletic Department. Come on. We watched JT Daniels at USC, and I'm a Bulldog fan. I love the Bulldogs.
I know.
But at the end of the day, come on, we have to call it what it is.
And they got a big picture of him here with the chicken sandwich from Zaxby's. I mean, he just looked with the big Georgia shirt on. He just looks he looks thrilled because he's rolling in dough before he even wins a game. Pretty good. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We come back. We've got a lot to do. Big 12 win totals. Texas, Baylor, Oak State, Texas Tech, West Virginia, Kansas. We're going to run through them all today right here. College football full circle. Sports Grid Radio. We'll be right back.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. It's funny, Joe. We left talking about JT Daniels with the chicken deal that he's going to have with Zaxby's down south. And then I couldn't believe how many guys also have this. Sam Howell has Bojangles. Spencer Rattler has Raising Cane's. I mean, these are some great NIL chicken deals. I mean, if anybody wants to sign Joe Lisi up for an NIL, if you got a little chicken place, we can get Joe Lisi in the mix. Send all the applications to Cardano, and we can get Joe Lisi an NIL deal along with Sam Howell, JT Daniels, and Spencer Rattler before the college season.
I gotta tell you, I already have Bubba Gump. Bubba Gump turkey burgers, Bubba Gump shrimp, Bubba Gump shrimp. That's wow. Me. Give me that.
Nice job, Joe. Really good stuff right there. So let's move on to the Big 12 win totals. We have a lot to get to, Joe. I want to try to blow through the Big 12 today since everybody's blown out of town in that conference anyway. We're going to try to blow through all the win totals.
They might not be in the conference by the end of the week. We got to worry. We got to get through the win totals to make sure we still have these teams in the conference.
All right, so we went through four teams yesterday. Let's go to Texas now, the Longhorns. First year, Steve Sarkisian in the mix down in Austin. I'm seeing a lot of eights. I see an eight. I see an eight at DK. I see an eight at points bet. What am I seeing, though, at FanDuel? FanDuel has 7.5, Joe. Ooh, I love when we have a different number at some houses. So we've got 7.5 with the over to -165, the under +140. Here's the schedule. Home for the Raging Cajuns, at Arkansas, Rice at home, home for Texas Tech, at TCU, Dallas in the, of course, I mean, Oklahoma, I should say, in Dallas, you know that, with the Red River game, Oklahoma State at home, at Baylor, at Iowa State, Kansas home, at West Virginia, home for Kansas State. Let's try to find some wins here, Joe. What do you think with the Longhorns?
I'm going to lean to the over with Steve Sarkisian year number one because I think they have a really good offensive nucleus there. Casey Thompson in the quarterback battle that takes over for Sam Howell had a dynamic bowl performance over Colorado. Bijan Robinson set the freshman record with 8.2 yards per carry. Joshua Moore can be that Devontae Smith type of player in Austin. So the pieces are there for this team to really step up. The biggest question mark has always been, can that defense take the next step, right? Can they actually lead this team, force a turnover when they have to, step up in a big spot? Let's keep in mind, Max Duggan went in there. They were an 8.5 or an 11-point underdog, and they won that game outright in Austin 33-31. That stuff cannot happen under Steve Sarkisian's watch. So when I look at the schedule and we talk about, like, gimme type of wins, they're definitely beating Baylor. They're beating Kansas, and they're beating Kansas State. I mean, they tacked a 60-plus spot on Kansas State in Manhattan last year. Bijan Robinson is still running. They rushed for well over 200 yards in that battle. So there's three. You give them Rice, there's four. They should be able to beat Levi Lewis and Louisiana. There's five. Now we got Texas Tech, TCU, Oklahoma, Oak State, Iowa State, and West Virginia. You're telling me they can't get 3 of 5 there? I like the over.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I do think that this has a very overish feel to it. And I'd
and
prefer
Arkansas
to get it,
they play.
Yeah, I'd prefer to get it, of course, at one of the houses with 7.5, even though you'd have to pay some juice. But I think that you'll be real comfortable. You know, listen, -165, you don't like laying that, especially for a season-long win total. WinBet actually has it at -140 to over 7.5, so two places have 7.5, Joe. I think you're right. I think I think even at 8, this is an over. There's a potential over here. If you believe Sark's could maybe go 9-3, year number one, I think it could happen, Joe.
I think so, too. I mean, you look at the first three games. I mean, Louisiana, 9.5-point favorite already. We know Louisiana in the top 25. They shocked Iowa State last year. They lose Elijah Mitchell. Levi Lewis comes back. But they should be able to win that game, right? Arkansas, was 3-7 last year. Sam Pittman did a fantastic job. KJ Jefferson is there, but that's the old Southwest Conference rematch. So it's not going to be easy. I think the last time we looked, they were a 3.5-point favorite, but they should find a way to gut that out, right? And then Rice. So they should realistically start 3-0. And then you got Texas Tech. Remember that game last year? They spotted Texas Tech a 14 or a 15-point spot, and they won that ball game in overtime with Joshua Moore. They had no business winning that game. They get the onside kick, and Texas Tech should have put them. Sir Roderick Thompson had a big day that day, too, and I was on them. They wound up covering, but they couldn't pull it out for the money line win. But they should be able to win. I mean, come on. The only game that's up in the air is TCU because we know about their recent struggles with Gary Patterson and the crew.
No, you're right. I think that this is a decent one. Look, the Ragin' Cajun game does scare me, Joe. I'm not going to lie. That's a good football team that went to Ames last year and beat the Cyclones in week number one. I could see them absolutely beating Texas in the first week. And I think that's kind of where you're going to feel good or bad about this bet, depending on which way you want to go. Because if Texas lost that first game, I could see them losing some other games that we don't think they potentially were going to lose. So we both kind of lean to the over with the Texas Longhorns as far as – but you prefer you don't mind laying the juice with the 7.5, Joe?
No.
You good with that?
No,
or do you want to take the shot with the 8? You think the 8's comfortable and you'd rather play an 8 number?
No, the eight could be a push, 8-4, because they still have Oklahoma. They still have Oak State, even though they beat Oak State last year. I'm high in West Virginia. They have to go to Morgantown. Last time they were there, they were an 11.5-point favorite. They didn't cover. They won by 11. They lost by a half. So it's not going to be easy. So I think the 4, 8-4 is could be right there. 8-4, 9-3 is definitely doable, but I think 7.5 is the better number, even though it's slightly juiced.
Let's go to Baylor now, Joe. It's right. 5.5, consistent number everywhere. I don't see a 5. I don't see a 6 anywhere else. So a straight 5.5. I see some different juice, of course. -115 to the under at Wynn, +105 to the over. FanDuel has the over at -105, the under at $1.15. Let's see what they're working with here. At Texas State, Texas Southern, at Kansas, I mean, geez, Joe, that could be a 3-0 out of the gate right there. At Texas State, Texas Southern, at Kansas, be a 3-0 start for Baylor. And now is when it gets tricky. Iowa State home, at Oklahoma State, West Virginia home. They're home for BYU. It's a random game. Home for Texas, at TCU. Home for Oklahoma, at Kansas State. Home for Texas Tech. But here's basically what it comes down to. Could they go 3-0 to start their schedule here, Joe? And then you're looking for 3 wins the rest of the way.
They could lose to Kansas just because of a new head coach, Lance Leipold. Don't let Baylor fool you. This is not the same team that they were under Matt Rhule. Not even close. And when you look at their games, they were 2-7 last year. In basically, I believe, 7 of the 9, they failed to rush for over 200 yards. That's why 100. Charlie Brewer transferred because the offensive line has major concerns in 2021. They had attrition on the offensive line. Their best playmaker is Treston Ebner, the running back. Jerry Bohannon, who's fighting for a job there in terms of the Baylor quarterback, he's okay. He's mediocre. This defense hasn't gotten it together under Dave Aranda. This, to me, is a team in shambles. Let's not forget, they dealt with a multitude of COVID issues last year. They didn't look like they were on the same page. I think Dave Aranda's a very good coach. I think he's the right coach, but they're in over their head this year.
Yeah, this is going to be tough. I'm going to look at this a little bit more when we come back, Joe. Let's see if we can try to squeeze them to 6. I think this could be an under. You might be right about this Baylor team. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisa here. Sports.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Red Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We keep looking at the Big 12 win totals right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We go through the Big 12, or what's left of it at least, the win totals for this year. All right, Joe,
are we on Baylor? Are we under Baylor together?
Yeah, I think we might be, Joe. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, man, these are tough. Like, I just don't see them winning a lot of these games. Like, do I think they could win a couple games in conference? Maybe. I mean, maybe Texas Tech. But even if they went 3-0 to start the season, which they might not do, you're right. They might not go 3-0. Even if they do, I don't know if there's three more wins here. I don't know if this team can get to six and six season. This is an under, Joe, especially at 5.5. This is an under. This is a 5-7, 4-8 football team.
I agree. Let's smash.
There you go. Put it in, Joe.
Right.
Raise the flag.
Right,
Baylor under 5.5. That's our first.
Put it on.
I think that's our first Big 12 one that we're really in heavy agreement.
Yes, that
here.
We feel good. Because I know we're not going to be on the same page. That's why. On the others.
Well, listen, I know that there's a lot of others that we're not going to be on the same page. You're absolutely right. So we have to go on our own on a few, and that's okay, Joe. There's nothing wrong with that. But Baylor's one. I like when me and you are together on them, especially this strongly.
Yes, so I feel good about this one. I feel very good. I'm not sold on the offensive line play, not sold on the defense. They have some playmakers. I mean, they really do on the offensive side of the ball. But Jerry Bohannon's not a good quarterback. He's not elite. I think it's a significant downgrade. R.J. Snead is an elite wide receiver in the Big 12, so keep an eye out for him. But outside of that, they have major issues in the interior. That's why Matt Rhule left. On top of the money, but in terms of where he got that program, the attrition after they went to the Big 12 championship game against Oklahoma, that was it. You know, they had so much senior leadership on those teams that graduated. The cupboard was bare in Waco.
Now, let's go to Oklahoma State, the Cowboys. And I think this is a very, very interesting number. 7.5, Joe, everywhere. 7.5 across the board. I don't see a different number anywhere else. I'm double-checking quickly. We've got -105 to the over 7.5 at FanDuel. I'll check with my friends at WinBet. Same thing, 7.5, -115 to the over there. Now, here's the interesting part about this schedule. Missouri State at home, Tulsa at home, who they struggled with for like a half 2 years ago, Joe.
Yeah, but that was because Sanders got hurt in that game.
Right. And they did it. They still ended up winning like 40-20 or something like that. But they struggled for a half against Tulsa. Then they're at Boise State, going to the blue turf. Home for Kansas State. Home for Baylor. Like, Joe, that's like, that could be a 5-0 before the bye
for Oklahoma State.
That could be a 5-0 with a 7.5 total.
I had said that Oklahoma State has an outside shot to crack the college football playoff because they're what I mean by that is if they get to Bedlam, and that's not going to be easy, but they only have one loss or are undefeated by the time they get to Bedlam, anything could happen. Now, I have been very critical of Mike Gundy over the last year or so. I put him on the hot seat. He hasn't lived up to expectations. He's basically one game over 500 over the last 3 years in the conference. That's not going to get it done after you had basically three straight years of 10 wins, right? So their pieces are there, though. They lose Dylan Stoner. They lose Tylan Wallace. They lose Chuba Hubbard. We know about that. But Spencer Sanders is a very good quarterback. He's mobile. If he could stay healthy and that running game could come on with Desmond Jackson, they have an opportunity to steal the division. That defense, Carver, only allowed, think about this for a second, in the Big 12, held opposing offenses to only 26% in third down conversions last year. That was their best effort in over a decade. When you're getting off the field on three and outs and your offense is getting more opportunities to score points, you're going to win ball games. That's one of the most underrated statistics in college football, third down offense and defense. When you
can sustain
drives and get off the field, you're going to be in games.
If you'd like to get spicy, since you said you think they have an outside chance to make the playoff, this kind of goes back to this story that we did kind of at the top with the somebody putting 2,500 on Michigan to win, shall I say, just to make the playoff. You can bet Oklahoma State, Joe, to make the playoff at DraftKings. Yes, plus 2,000, so 20-1. 20-1 for Oklahoma State to make the playoffs. If you think that they're an outside playoff contender, there's a little something you could also dabble with. But
I think outside the Big 12, outside of Oklahoma, realistically, in my opinion, there's only two teams that could do it. I think it's Oklahoma State, and I think it's Texas. I'm not buying into Iowa State and Brock
I think that if any – well, here's the thing with Iowa. Look, they can get there, Joe, because of where they're starting in the rankings, and they would need to go to undefeated. If any of these teams went undefeated, they're going to possibly have a seat at the table out of the Big 12. Like, I think that going undefeated right now with Texas and Oklahoma still being in the conference, I think that still gets you some juice, Joe, no? If an Iowa State or an Oklahoma State, you know, if one of those teams went 12-0, they're going to get a seat at the table at the end, I would think.
Without a doubt, Carver, that's not the I'm not disagreeing with that in any capacity. I'm just saying in terms of Iowa State, I don't think they can get there because I don't think they're as good as people are thinking right now. They're thinking because they have a majority of the team that comes back and that they beat Texas last year, they beat Oklahoma once, that that's just second team best in the conference. I don't buy that. I look at the talent level. I look at the schedule. I look at, you know, have they developed more so potentially? Have those other teams gotten better? Are there roadblocks on their schedule? And that's why I did pick them at 9-3 overall. You know, they're a good team. I don't know if they're an elite team. But these other two teams that we mentioned, Texas and Oak State, they have the talent to strike the upset and run the table because they're elite programs within the conference, right?
Right. No, it's true. Yeah, it's just a different way to look at it. But just getting back to our original thing, which is this total, I love this. This is a great over, I think. I think 7.5. And whether you like Gundy or you don't, Joe, there's one thing that you have to say about him. He wins like 8 to 10 games every year. Like every year he does get the wins. He doesn't get it done at the end. Like he doesn't, you know, he'll have a big spot against Oklahoma and lose. He'll get to a big bowl game and lose. But in terms of winning regular season games, Gundy's really good at it. And I think that he's worth backing with this total being where it is.
I picked them to make the college football playoff last year and win the Big 12, and they were there. You know what game really killed them was the Texas game. That overtime Texas loss, you know, Asai getting the sack on Spencer Sanders at the end of the game, that killed them. They beat Miami. They beat Iowa State. People don't realize that. They beat them 24-21 in Stillwater. That was a quality win. And that defense is good. Defensive ends are good. Ford, Lacey. They have Trey Sterling in terms of the secondary. They are good. They have talent. This is a very good defense. And like I said, if you're opportunistic and you get off the field on three downs, you're going to have an opportunity to win games. But it does fall on the health of Spencer Sanders. Now, Illingsworth did get game experience last year, which is beneficial should Sanders get hurt this year.
So we're both in agreement on the over here. I think that we're both on the over. Let's go. So let's make it happen. Over Oklahoma State Cowboys, we are there. Let's go to Texas Tech. Interesting with Texas Tech. You talk about a wide range of numbers, Joe. I see a 5.5 at FanDuel. I see a 4.5 at Caesars. I see a 4.5 at DK. Wynn has them at a 5. So I've got a 5.5. I've got a 5. I've got a 4.5. We've got, this is the first time I think we've had three different numbers for a team, Joe. So what do we got here with Texas Tech? Home for Houston. That game is actually not home. That game is in where the Texans play down there in Houston. They're going to play them. Stephen F. Austin home. FIU home at Texas, at West Virginia. TCU home at Kansas. Kansas State at Oklahoma. Iowa State, Oklahoma State at home at Baylor. See, they give you two gimmies at the front. Games. They give you two gimmies at the front with Stephen F. Austin and FIU.
Yeah, but we could get, I think there's 5 wins at least. How about this? All right, Houston, there's Dana Holgorsen. Come on, man.
Yeah, you don't, you
he's
going to
be,
guy.
Dana Holgorsen doesn't coach defense. Are you kidding me? That team,
really?
Clayton Tune, you want to talk about a quarterback out there at a program for like 8 years. Clayton Tune is a professional student. I mean, come on now. I mean, this Clayton Tune's been there like 7 years. But anyway, they're a 2-point favorite in that game. I like Texas Tech. They're beating Stephen F. Austin, even though a very good FCS team that challenged in the FCS playoffs. FIU, off year last year. So there's 3 wins, and they're getting the wins against Kansas and Kansas State. They went toe-to-toe with K-State. They lost that matchup when Skylar Thompson got hurt. Will Howard was in and engineered that game. I was on Kansas State with Deuce Vaughn in that game. They won it by 10. But there's at least, and they're beating Baylor. So there's your 6 wins right there.
Man, you got them way over the total just like that. 6 wins. It seems too easy, Joe. It seems too easy. We're going to have to look at this a little bit further when we come back. Texas Tech win total here. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. More to do. We keep rolling.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And right after this on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. So I've been tossing back and forth with the Texas Tech Red Raiders here, Joe.
Great and uniforms, though, huh?
Yes.
Right?
No, No doubt. I agree. They always and there's nothing better than looking sharp out on the field. That's something that you have to do. All right, Joe. So, look, I see definite 4 here. You're right. Stephen F. Austin, FIU, Kansas, and Baylor. Like, you got to get those 4. And I don't want to play the 4.5. The 4.5 to the over at a couple places is like -160, -165. I want to try get a 5. But for that, I need to get to 6 wins, or else I'm going to push. I'm tossed on the Houston game. I know that you're a lot more confident in it than I am. I think that if I want to lay the juice, the 4.5 is a definite play. I think 5.5 or 5, I might back away, Joe. I don't think I can do it.
What scares you about Houston? That's what I'm curious about. What scares? Their defense is terrible. Terrible.
I know, but is the Texas Tech offense isn't exactly You know, this ain't the old days, well, Joe, with Mike Leach being down in Lubbock. It's a little bit of a different team now.
Yes, I know. Now they get Tyler Shook that transfers in from Oregon.
And I can't stand him either. No, I can't stand
him. But give us the kid, Henry Columbi, baby. Have some meatballs and pasta. Give us Columbi, baby. That kid was chucking it around the yard last year. See? He played pretty well. He played pretty well last year.
I can't play Texas Tech just because I can't root for that kid, Shook. I can't root for him. So this is I'll say this. I agree that going over a 4.5, if you don't mind laying the juice, is probably a good play. I'm not going near this at 5 or 5.5, Joe. I'm just not.
All right. They have playmakers. So Roderick Thompson, big play running back. You look at Rico Jeffers on the defensive side of the ball. You look at that secondary. I like the way the front seven played last year. They were physical. Go back to the Texas game. They come to play, and that's the biggest thing is that, you know, Matt Wells is a blue-collar coach. So, for me, a down year last year, I hope Shuck doesn't win the job. We'll see what transpires. I know he does. I do not buy into Tyler Shuck. But if he is in the starting position, at least we have Columbi to fall back to. And I think this team is explosive enough that they could outscore some teams. Keep in mind, they put up a 44 spot against Oklahoma State at the end of the year in Stillwater. They were a double-digit dog in that matchup and covered, lost that ball game 50-44. So, you know.
All right. Maybe I'll play him during the year, Joe. Maybe I'll play. If they're getting a lot of wood somewhere, maybe I'll back him. But for this win total, I'm going to sit it out. You're more confident in it. You like the Red Raiders to go over most of these totals that we've had. And I think that that's part of the reason why they have such a wide range of numbers for Texas Tech, because it's a very unknown. I mean, like I said, from 4.5, 5, 5.5 at different places. Next team we're going to go to, Joe, is a team I know you're very, very high on. And that is the Mountaineers of West Virginia.
Yes.
You love this team. I know this is one of the teams that you're backing going into the season. I see a 6.5 win total for West Virginia pretty much everywhere. I was going to give me 1 second to throw up win. You know I love win, Joe. I got to get the win number for you. let me get you. Yeah, actually, they have a 7. All right, so FanDuel's got 6.5. Win has 7.
Now, all right, let's win's got 7 juice to the under, right?
Yes, definitely juice to the under. West Virginia schedule for this coming up season. I know that they opened with that game against Maryland, right, Joe? Is that the first game for West Virginia?
3-point favorite, and I got to be honest with you, I really like West Virginia in that game.
Yeah,
I've been doing
too.
Early breakdowns now. I know it's Tua's brother. It's Mike Locksley, Neil Brown. Much better coach, in my opinion, Neil Brown. I know Maryland stepped up in these week one games. They're catching 3 at home. I think they're up against it. This is a physical defense led by Dante Stills. They're going to surprise some people this year. But thank you, sir. May I have another? Give me the 6.5. I'll take the 7. Remember Stewards Wars? Yep. I'm taking it.
And I always give teams credit for doing some good out-of-conference scheduling. Playing Maryland and playing Virginia Tech, two other Power 5 schools. I love seeing that. So they're at Maryland. They're home for LIU. That's going to be a win. They're home for Virginia Tech at Oklahoma, Texas Tech at home at Baylor, at TCU. They get Iowa State and Oklahoma State both at home. They get Texas at home as well. They're at Kansas State. They're at Kansas. All right, Joe, so let's throw the Oklahoma game away because I don't think they would beat them home or road. I don't think that they would beat the Sooners. They play the other big teams in the conference all at home. Texas, yes. Iowa State, and Oklahoma State all at home, and their road games are against the weaker teams in the Big 12. Kansas, Kansas State, Baylor. A lot of opportunities for the Mountaineers here.
Oh, thank you. Give me more. Bye. I'm all in on the West Virginia Mountaineers in 2021. Now, their identity changed. Keep in mind when Neil Brown took that program over a couple of years ago, they were 128th out of 130 teams in FBS in terms of rushing offense. they were only averaging 88 rushing yards per game. Last year, they bumped it up to 159 with Letty Brown. Very physical offensive line. Neil Brown's coached that up. Jared Daigie, the former Bowling Green transfer, played well during the regular season. Struggled in the bowl game against Army. Had to give way to Austin Kendall, that is no longer with the program. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, statistically, they were number one in a lot of categories in the Big 12. 20 points per game, that ranked first. They only gave up 135 per game, that ranked fourth in terms of rushing defense. First in the secondary, 159 allowed per game. That's number one, not only in the Big 12, but in all of college football last year. All of college football. Now, you can make the argument that they didn't play a lot elite competition, but they still played Big 12 offenses, and to only give up 159 per game is a dominant, dominant defensive effort. They can get to the passer as well. Sean Mahomes, an NFL type of safety. Keep an eye out for West Virginia. I'm buying in this year.
Wow, look at that. Yeah, I think that the 6.5, I would play this over. I think that there's some opportunities here. I think they'll beat Maryland and Virginia Tech. I actually do believe. I think that they can go 3-0 to start the season.
We know about Va Tech, right? Va Tech's in shambles right now. There's been rumblings. If you read between the lines, there's a lot of local reporters that are saying, like, hey, where's this program headed? You know, where are they headed from a direction standpoint?
Yeah. Here's what they'll need to do, though, in conference, Joe. They need to beat the teams that we think they can beat. And they need to steal a win against a team that is probably a little bit better than them, whether that's Texas, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, or TCU. They're going to need to beat one of those teams to get this over.
They can beat TCU. They match up well against Max Duggan in that offense because it's a run-heavy type of offense, right? I said it yesterday. TCU, all six wins, they rush for over 200. That goes right into the strength of the West Virginia defense. So they match up well against TCU, lost 17-13 to Texas. They had a position to pull that game out, and Austin lost. So they match up well against them. They match up well against K-State, so I think they're halfway there. They match up well against Baylor. Now, they got blown out at the end of the year in Ames to Iowa State. They were catching some wood in that ball game. I was wrong on that assessment. They got blown out. I think they were just a tired football team at that point. But I think they could step up this year. And keep in mind, they didn't play Oklahoma last year due to COVID. That game was supposed to be in Morgantown. They were an 11-point dog at the start of that weekend when that line opened up as well.
I think I would play this over, Joe. It's probably not going to go in the favorites pile, but I would play the over for West Virginia. I know it's in your favorite pile.
You don't have it in the favorites? It's in my favorite pile.
It's in the favorite pile. I know you're extremely high on this team this year. Go get that West Virginia over. A couple of good spots have it for 6.5 with some decent money there. We always want to save the best for last, Joe, and I figured that we would do that in the Big 12 conference today. And that, of course, is the Kansas Jayhawks, right?
I knew you were going to do that.
Now, look, Joe, here's the story. I see 1.5s.
Five.
Listen to this. Over 1.5 at FanDuel, plus 160. I mean, they're giving you plus 160 to the over 1.5. Honestly, now we are already invested in Kansas with that big bet at Wynn where they have the six worst teams in college football that are going to be matching up with each other. So, I mean, if we want to double down a little bit here, Joe, we could also take that over 1.5 for plus 160 if you wanted to. Now, WynnBET has them over 1.5 at plus 165. Let's see what we got. Now, here's South Dakota right out of the gate at home.
One win.
They have to win that game. You've been talking up. They got Leopold now. You have to win that game.
They got that Leopold. First game. Yeah. Carver's like, all right, enough with this guy.
Now, at Coastal Carolina, they've lost them the last 2 years. I don't think that they would beat them again this time going there to the green turf. Baylor at home.
They could win that game. I think they could beat Baylor. How about that? I think they could really beat Baylor. I really do.
Man, Joe, you're going to play this over. You're going to play this Kansas over. Like, honestly, when was the last time they won a game in the Big 12? Like, when was the last time
Charlie
they won a conference
Strong.
Game?
Charlie Strong.
Oh, jeez. Nothing last year, of course. 19, did they get anybody in 19? Was that the Charlie Strong year? No. They beat Texas Tech in 2019.
2018, they got a win.
2019, they got one win against
And that
us.
Texas Tech win, okay, came off of the field goal that the kid dropped, and it was a play for the ages where he tried to return the field goal, and it was and then they kicked it again. It was like a crazy play.
So they beat Texas Tech 2 years ago, and then last year the Texas Tech game was the only game, Joe, that they even came close. They lost the 16-13 game. Every other game, they got completely whacked. 59-23, 62-9, 52-22, 55-14, 38-17, 47-7. Even Baylor, you just said maybe they could beat them 47-14.
Yeah, but hang on.
I know. New regime. I get it.
No, forget it. Charlie Brewer was the quarterback in Baylor there. So that, you know, let's take him out of the offense. So now we have a bigger piece of the puzzle that when you look at that game. You know, I will say Kansas allowed 47 sacks as an offensive unit last year in nine games. 47 sacks. But don't make no mistake. Lance Leipold will coach up the offense.
Oh, here we go.
They are going to be more physical. I equate this rebuild to what Matt Rhule had in Baylor. What did they go, 1-11 in his first year?
Yeah.
You're probably going to be right there in terms of that. You're going to get that win right out of the gate, and then you have to surprise somebody. Can you catch somebody napping in Lawrence, Kansas on a Saturday afternoon?
Wow.
Can you catch somebody?
Yeah, that's the thing. Are they going to catch somebody? They got absolutely whitewashed by everybody last year. Except Texas.
Les Miles was there, though. The Mad Hatter.
And honestly, what an embarrassing job by him at Kansas. I know nobody wins at Kansas, but geez, Les. I mean, you made it even worse. Awful job. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We come back.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
And we wrap it up as always, Joe, with the week one line of the day. College football full circle. We finish it up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, before we get to the week one line of the day, Joe, so final answer. Kansas over 1.5 plus 160, little cherry on top from the bet that we have already with the six worst teams. You're in for it.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Lance Leipold.
I'm in for it, too, because they have that game at the beginning that I'm assuming they're going to get, which is that South Dakota game. If they lose that game, Joe,
then we're
toast. You're going to hear from me Friday night, September
3rd. We're toast if we don't. But think about it. We get that game week one, and we have 11 weeks to really worry about it, right? And anything can happen, right?
And then you just need one game.
And here's another factor just quickly. We have to take into account the COVID situation. We don't even know, right? What if a situation creeps up where a Baylor situation, we could catch a team.
We get a free win? You think we get a free win, Joe? A free forfeit win. That's what we're leaning on for Kansas. A free forfeit win.
Not only that. Yeah, let's try it. Why not?
Oh, man, Joe, you're thinking. All right. Texas Tech at Houston. Week one line of the day. You mentioned it before. This game is, of course, down in Houston at the Texas Stadium. -1.5 for the Red Raiders against the Cougars.
Great. It's going to look great on the screen. I love these type of games. These are like the under the top 25 type of games that I key on and I'm watching. I can't bet Daniel Holgorsen. He's a complete money burn. The guy's a complete money burn.
So then you bet Texas Tech -1.5. Let's go. I'll be on the Red Raiders that day.
I'll give you two. Ready? BYU and Houston, they get blown out. They're winning the whole first half. They lose. What about Texas Tech? Houston on the road to Memphis and Brady White. He pulls that game out. They have a potential to go to overtime. He can't do it. Clayton Tune. He's a complete money burn. Save your money. Bet Matt Wells.
There you go. Bet Matt Wells. You heard it. Joe, great job as always, my man. I will see you tomorrow. Great stuff from Andrew Torres. College football, full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. More win totals tomorrow. I think we're going to head west. Little Pac-12. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.